Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Health Unit to release report on drug summit by month's end. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, says, barring any unforeseen delays, a report from last month's Greater Sudbury Summit on Toxic Drugs will be released by the end of January. The health unit shared this information after Sudbury.com published a report last week that a report to the local Board of Health about the summit was thin on details. You can read that story here. After that story was published, PHSD reached out to say the report should be released by the end of the month. As previously committed, we are tracking to release the report from the Greater Sudbury Summit on Toxic Drugs by the end of this month, barring any unforeseen delays, said Sandra Lackell, Director, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, in a statement to Sudbury.com. Read the full story here. IAMGOLD aims for March startup of gold production in Gogam. IAMGOLD's Côté Gold Project, outside Gogama, appears on track to start initial gold production in March. The Toronto Gold Company delivered a January 22 update on the pace of progress at its open-pit mine project located halfway between Sudbury and Timmins. In a news release, Renaud Adams, President CEO of IAMGOLD, said commissioning activities are progressing well, as the startup of the primary crushing circuit continues. Côté Gold will be the company's new flagship operation and is expected to be the third largest gold mine in Canada. The operation will incorporate autonomous drill rigs and haul trucks. Pre-commissioning of the primary crushing circuit is ongoing, with full commissioning of the first mined rock delivered to the crusher via our autonomous haul trucks planned for later this week, Adam said in a statement. Read the full story here. Dancers determined to do their bit for Easter Seals. Katie Johnson said participating in Dancing with the Easter Seals stars has always been on her personal bucket list. The licensed funeral director with Lougheed Funeral Home is making 2024 the year that dream comes true. She and professional dance partner, Gabriel Onaja, have been practicing twice a week since November for the February 23 event. One of 10 couples taking part in the Easter Seals fundraiser, they'll be performing a Latin dance and a hip-hop piece that transitions into contemporary jazz. We've been having so much fun, Johnson said, adding that aside from a few years of tap dance lessons as a kid, she's never previously danced. He's very patient with me, she added. Read the full story here. Canada facing a crisis in hospital emergency care. The Canadian Medical Association, CMA, said Canada's hospital emergency rooms are in crisis, and patients across Canada are waiting far too long to receive necessary care. The CMA said it's not just one hospital or community but a Canada-wide issue that needs to be addressed so that quick access to high-quality team-based primary care becomes the norm. The information was part of a recent statement by CMA President Dr. Kathleen Ross, who said despite the best efforts of physicians, nurses and other health workers, some patients in Canada are waiting as long as 20 hours to get care. Staff shortages and hospital overcrowding combined with poor access to high-quality team-based primary care are leaving hospital emergency departments woefully under-resourced for the avalanche of patients with influenza, COVID-19 or respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, at this time of year, said Ross in a written statement. Read the full story here. NDP MPPs encourage attendance at pre-budget consultation. What do you want the provincial government to do with their next budget? The province's Standing Committee on Finance and Economic Affairs are seeking public feedback during a public hearing on January 30. The deadline to submit was January 22. A group of NDP MPPs will be attending the meeting, and in a media release issued this week have encouraged others to participate as well. Beginning at noon on January 30, the MPPs will be at the Radisson Hotel, 85 Suite Anne Road, Palladium South Room, collecting feedback from area residents. Nickel Belt MPP France Jolinas, Waterloo MPP Catherine Fife, London North Centre MPP Terence Kernaghan and Sudbury MPP Jamie West will be there along with members of the Standing Committee on Finance and Economic Affairs. Read the full story here. Northern Pizza Joints, Unforeseen Circumcisions, Typo Goes Viral. We've all been victims of autocorrect, and an unforeseen typo in a message to customers is going viral. Earlier this week, Pizza Hut in Timmins closed its doors at the last minute and posted a sign about the unforeseen circumcisions on the door. You read that right. The post was shared in local Facebook groups and quickly gained traction. In light of recent circumstances, the restaurant got in on the joke the next day and even offered a deal, no tip required. Read the full story here.